There had been no warning before his maneuver. One moment she was standing beside him, grinning slightly as she reminisced about her little sister, and the next moment he dropped her hands, grabbed her, and she was soaring through the air. It wasn't until her butt smacked against the picnic table that she realized what had happened. "Well, I'm looking forward to meeting Novel," he drawled as he stepped between her knees and reached for her hands again, warming them in his. She must really like Thanksgiving, since it's her special month. She was having a hard time following what he was saying. Actually, no, she doesn't like Thanksgiving at all. Val's attention was on their clasped hands, pleased he hadn't pulled his gloves on again. In his hands, hers looked so small. She liked the way their fingers looked, twined together. "You like the way he feels, too. It was impossible to deny. She doesn't like Thanksgiving. He sounded incredulous. "Who doesn't like Thanksgiving?" Shrugging, Val realized she didn't actually know why. With 17 of us, and sometimes more, if others come, Thanksgiving dinner is crazy hectic. Janna's new husband, Brandon, doesn't have family, so I assume the three of them will be celebrating with us. She trailed off as he brought her hands together, cupping them gently between his. His touch made her feel hot, itchy, full of need. Not at all fulfilled, but maybe she could be. Looking up, she met his warm brown eyes and noticed he looked uncharacteristically somber. Uncharacteristically? You've known him for a day. It felt as if she'd known him for a lot longer, though. Forever. "Val," he murmured, his gaze dropping to her lips, "I have another question for you." His questions thus far had forced her to reevaluate, or at least try to explain, her thinking. But still, she hurried to blurt, "Yes." When his tongue dragged across his lower lip, she caught her breath. "Have you," he swallowed and looked her in the eye again, "have you heard from that investigator you hired?" Well, that wasn't at all what she'd been expecting. "Ms. Dixon, the woman who's investigating my birth family?" Cord nodded, flicking a glance at her purse where her phone was. "Do you get, what, emails from her?" "Yeah, she emailed me on Saturday with the list, the list she'd researched on her own and then brought to Court's house." "Has she emailed you an update since then?" Why did he sound so eager? Confused, she shook her head, then shrugged. "I don't know, I haven't checked recently." His eyes went back to her lips. "Would you mind checking for me to see if she's narrowed it down?" Although she didn't like doing it, Val pulled her hands from his, then tugged at her toque in a nervous sort of habit. "I guess so," she hedged, reaching for her purse. "Why?" When his hands, large and warm and oh so comfortable, landed on her thighs, her gaze snapped up to his. "Because," he leaned forward, and his warm breath brushed across her cheek. "I really, really want to kiss you. I know you're not my sister, but I want you to be certain of that, because what I plan to do to you is most definitely not brotherly." "Oh, oh."